Hello, welcome to the Nature's Nexus podcast. Here, we're all about connecting anyone and everyone with our environment. We'll aim to do this through sharing knowledge and discussing various topics that show people how they can be better connected to nature and the world we live in. At the end of each episode, we'll also provide some actionable steps that anybody can take to help make our world a better place. I believe that the impact of everyday people can be profound if we all act and strive to leave the world in a better way than we found it, especially our environment. We'll try to keep things enlightening, informative, and educational, whilst not getting too heavy on the info and topics presented. I'd love anyone and everyone to be able to listen and enjoy tuning in. I hope we can be the nexus between you and the beautiful world we live in and so rely on. This is Jessica York, bringing you another episode of Nature's Nexus. Let's go. Hello, everybody, and welcome to my podcast, Wildly Connected. This is a new podcast coming to you from Australia. I'm an environmental professional working here, and I guess you could say I've always had love for nature, and particularly the spectacular array of wildlife that we have in our world. And the idea for this podcast stemmed from a local group we have here called, we don't really have a name, but we're the environmental professionals, and it's made up of a collective of all the different offices, you could say, or departments, all the different types of places in our town that work in the environmental sector. And, you know, we come together every few months with the idea to just collaborate and discuss what's going on in our various fields. And one of the ideas we came up with was community engagement. That's where the idea of this podcast stemmed from, and I'm very excited to bring this to you all. It is something, though, that I'm doing personally on my own, but I guess I'm just drawing inspiration from our environmental group, and we'll probably call on them every now and then as guest speakers, as well as other people further abroad or from anywhere, to come on and be a guest speaker on the podcast to discuss various topics. And the topics that I would like to discuss in this podcast, you know, they will vary, but they all have a common theme of trying to get everybody, you know, reconnected back with the environment and nature in ways that anybody can sort of feel connected. Because I feel like through people's evolution, we've become more and more disconnected from the world we live in, and as we've become more urbanized. So, yeah, I don't want the podcast to be too heavy or anything. But, you know, just want to discuss everyday topics and everyday things people can do to, yeah, get more connected and help our world. Because I really think it'll be all the little things that everyday people do that will help make the difference and look after our planet. So, you know, just to give you an idea of what you might expect if you were to tune in and keep listening again, which I hope you will, I would like to discuss some different things such as, you know, perhaps ways people could follow more in nature's footsteps to deal with problems that are created, you know, take a leaf out of nature's book and solve problems more naturally. You know, an example of this is something that I'm hoping to discuss in one of my future podcast episodes, which is where back when I was doing my honours at uni, there was a couple of girls who were doing a project on bats controlling pest issues, pests being bugs, in vineyards. So, yeah, instead of the farmers having to use chemicals to spray the vineyards, you know, it was found that they had a local population of bats in the nearby woodland, and at night the bats would come in and eat a lot of the bugs. So it was a really interesting way of just letting nature take care of things instead of intervening in a way that's less natural. So, yeah, we could discuss topics like that, which would be quite interesting. And then some other topics I would like to talk about would be probably drawing on lots of people's inspiration from people's different stories, you know, so getting a lot of guest speakers on that they can discuss their work and their learnings and their wisdom, you know, such as people from our local environmental professionals group, and also people perhaps from further abroad, who knows where this may lead us. But yeah, I've got a few people in mind who I think would be really good examples to get on and have a chat on the podcast. And, you know, I could also discuss people who perhaps I might not get on the show, but it would be nice to, such as, you know, Jane Goodall, with all the amazing environmental activism work she's done, that started with her work with chimpanzees and then has expanded really to being an activist for the environment globally. It's very inspirational, and so much amazing work that she has done. And I think that this sort of work is really important because, you know, it helps educate people. And I think a lot of the damage that's done to our environment isn't necessarily done on purpose, but it's quite often just done through people not knowing any better, you know. If people sometimes are a bit ignorant of the repercussions of things they do and they don't know any better, whereas if they were educated, you know, they might realise what the consequences are and things might have happened differently. So, you know, perhaps through podcasts like this or lots of other ways, people can become more educated and help look after our environment and make all the little necessary steps that, leave it better than we found it. And I think at the end of each podcast, I would love to have some sort of simple action that, you know, things anyone or everyone can do, because at the end of the day, it's you can learn all you like, but, you know, you've got to take the action to make a difference. And hopefully if I give you some examples of little actions we can all take and suggest things that can help, people might do this and we might make an impact. So in saying that, to give you an idea of some things that you might expect in our podcast going forward, I have a lot of different ideas of things to talk about, and these are just some starters. You know, I will keep going and get more. But, you know, some of the current ideas I have are the one I mentioned about the young ladies from uni who studied the bats and using them as pest control in vineyards. I've also seen another video online, which was quite interesting, of in Africa, some ducks as pest control in vineyards. You know, they had a massive little, what's a group of ducks called? Gosh, I don't know. Anyway, a massive herd of ducks. And they use them, you know, every morning they'd put them out into the vineyard to collect the bugs, and then at the night they'd all come back in. So, you know, that was a pretty awesome way of letting nature take care of itself and control all those pesky bugs versus, you know, using harmful chemicals. Some other ideas I have, which, you know, I can gain inspiration from my work, but this is not reflective of my work. But, you know, I noticed that one thing we also talked about in our environmental group is the degradation of Australia's waterways. You know, I think riparian zones, which is the zone along rivers that is a buffer between the river and sort of it's just like a vegetated patch. When the episode comes around, I'll explain it much better. But it's all the vegetation along the river, and it's really good at providing habitat and, you know, for wildlife living around the river and for nesting and that sort of thing. And it's also a really good filtration system that helps support the river and keep it clean. And, you know, a lot of these riparian zones have been taken away or degraded, and I would love to talk about that in some of the future podcasts, because things like looking after our riparian zones is something anybody can do, especially the farmers that have land along the river, or councils and anybody. So talk about things like that with our quality of our Australian waterways and how important they are. Another massive topic for Australia are feral cats. Feral cats are a really big issue, and I've seen a lot of different projects that are working to help, you know, fix that problem, and things that people can do, especially with so many people having pet cats. Just some handy tips for you to help, perhaps if your cat likes going out a lot and isn't home much, some tips you can use to help reduce the impact they might be having when they're out doing their thing day to day if they're predating our native wildlife. I could delve into some other topics such as wellness, you know, talking about eating nature's food instead of eating, you know, processed foods, and then go into the well-being and the health side that is related to nature. I feel like, you know, talking about getting people reconnected with nature can branch into so many different topics and so many different things to talk about, so we can explore that. Also, little everyday things people can do for nature. You know, I see some really cute videos online. And one was of a man leaving his cat's fur, like the cat had molted and its fur was everywhere, and he collected it and he put it in a little container and hung it outside, and he filmed it, and all these little birds came from his backyard and took the fur, and they took it away to put in their nests, to make a nest out of it. And I thought that's such a cute little handy thing that everyone could do, and, you know, help these little birds make their nests for their breeding, or even, you know, putting out bird baths for your wildlife's water in hot, dry times. These are just all little actions that people can take that we can discuss. Fishermen catching turtles. I remember talking to, got quite a few friends who like fishing, and quite a few of them mentioned how annoying turtles are, or even if they don't find turtles annoying, they'll often catch a turtle and, you know, they swallow the hook. And I don't know, I just think that it might be important to educate people on turtles, because freshwater turtles have so much importance in our natural waterways, and I have a bit of a soft spot for them because I did my honours thesis on freshwater turtles. And yeah, I think it's a really fascinating topic, and yeah, turtles do a lot for our rivers and our waterways. So, you know, if you love your beautiful, healthy waterways, then you should love turtles. But anyways, we can delve into that another time. I'd love to discuss, you know, the labyrinth of topics that can revolve around farmers and farming. I've come across some really interesting topics with biodiversity on farms and biodiversity around farm dams. But, you know, I'll tread carefully here because I don't want to upset anybody. But, yeah, I think there could be so many topics to talk about with farmers. And I think they're so important because, you know, so much of our environment is obviously on freehold private land owned by farmers. So, and farmers are everyday people who can do things. And, you know, I think a lot of them do work with our natural world and our local government tries to reach out and do different projects. But yeah, there's a lot of stuff I think we can talk about there, and potentially a lot of guest speakers I can get on to discuss agriculture and our environment. Oh, and there's also some interesting topics I've come across. If you know anything about blockchain and you know, the whole internet world, there's some really interesting projects that happen on the blockchain to do with food, which I think ties in with nature and getting reconnected. Because, yeah, there's some interesting projects I know about, you know, like tracing where your food came from, that are trying to grow and get out there to people. And, you know, this could be a really good way of connecting you to your food and back where it came from and how it was produced, which I think all ties into getting back connected back to your environment. So, yeah, they're just a few topics I've written down, but lots of ideas, and who knows what else will come. But I think, you know, this is a really broad, exciting topic, and I can't wait to delve in and discuss it all with everybody and see what everybody thinks. I think I will create a page on X. I don't want to put a page on every social platform because that's just a bit exhausting. But if I put one on X, and you can look up the podcast Wildly Connected there, and I think that could be a good platform where you can reach me if you want. Can't say I'll always respond because just see how I go. But, you know, you can talk to each other and discuss the podcast and discuss the topics that we talk about, and yeah, see what we can get started. Yeah, and I think also something I'm going to do at the start of each podcast is going to ask a few questions. So whenever I get a guest on, I would like to, you know, just to help you get to know them, just ask them a few questions, which I've heard some other podcasts do that I think is quite fun, where you just do a rapid fire and you just ask them some quick questions, they just give you a quick answer, and it just helps you connect you a bit more with them. And I thought, since I'm going to do that to my guests, I should probably do it to myself to help you potentially get to know me a little bit better. Yeah, so those questions are, first, rapid fire question to myself. 3 words to describe yourself. This is quite tricky, but I guess I had a bit of a heads up so I could think about it a little bit. And I came up with open-minded. I try to be quite open-minded. Adventurous. You know, I love to get out there and travel. And, oh, yeah. And kind, I think, yeah. I had to ask this question. I was curious. I asked my friends and family, and to get a bit of inspiration, because I wasn't entirely sure what to say myself. I did come up with a couple of those ideas, but yeah, I think there was a few words in common, so I went with them. Second question is, do you love most about our natural world? And for me, that's a simple answer, and that is just how beautiful it is. I just think it's so beautiful, and it always amazes me with the diversity out there, and yeah, it's just beautiful. And final question is, how do you get connected to nature, or when do you feel the most connected to nature? And I don't know if my answer makes sense, but it is when I'm watching documentaries. I'm a sucker for a David Attenborough documentary, and yeah, just whenever I watch documentaries, I can really settle in and just am always amazed and love to learn and just love to see, you know, the amazing natural world that you might not get to see without those clever cameramen going up there and getting that footage for you. You know, in my travels, I don't always get those lucky sort of encounters. So, yeah, I think I really feel connected to our natural world when I get to see it in those documentaries. I think they're beautiful. And, yeah, so they're my answers. And, yeah, I think that wraps up today's podcast episode. Just a really quick one, just to introduce you to the episode and the podcast and what you might expect if you keep tuning in, which I hope you will. And yeah, it's my first ever podcast, so go easy on me, and I hope that you will join me in future. Thanks. So everybody, I had to do a quick Google about what a group of ducks was called, because this so-called environmental professional had a mind blank. Obviously, I don't know everything, but anyways, A group of ducks is, of course, called a flock. So, yeah, I think I did know that. But no wonder I got confused, because they're called a flock usually when they're in flight, whilst they are called a brace when they are on the ground or hunted. So there you go. Depending on the context of the group of ducks, they have different names. Oh, and also they can be called a raft if they're paddling out on the water. So there you go. A flock, a raft, a brace. There's other names here on Google. A baddling, a paddling, a raft. So yeah, there you go. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Nature's Nexus podcast. I hope you enjoyed it and found some value in what was shared today. I look forward to presenting more knowledge and sharing ways we can connect to nature in future episodes, and hope you tune in with me to listen, learn, and act. Thank you, and until next time.